the world leader in Internet Talk Radio. Internet Talk Radio. You're listening to America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
I am indeed your host, and good day, America. You're listening to Waking Up in America. We're a premier radio magazine, so come be a fly on the wall with us and listen to some of the most intriguing conversations in radio. And you can get it only here on Waking Up in America. I'm Dr. Valerie Ann Kirkgaard. I'm a mom. I've played polo. I've firewalked. I've piloted planes. I've carried the Olympic torch. And our editors and guests are people who relish living out loud. So if you hear a dog barking, the wail of a fire engine, a child laughing, know that we call in from our homes and offices all over the United States to cause this program. So call a friend and invite them to listen, and we appreciate our listeners in foreign lands. We're broadcast 12 hours later from now, so people in Cairo and France and so on and so forth are picking us up. Keep a paper and pen handy, as there will be names and numbers that you might want to jot down. And please remember to visit our website at heavenincorporated.com. Now, we're having Eva Gregory on today. She is the author of The Feel-Good Guide to Prosperity. And if you would like to send Eva a question while she's on the air, she's going to be on the air for the next 23 minutes, something of that nature, we will ask Eva your question. And how you do that is you send an email to Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E. Is it Val Kirkgaard, Maureen? Oops, I'm going to give you my private email. It's Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, and then A-N-N-E, and then K-I-R-K. G-A-A-R-D at M-A-C.com. So, V-A-L-E-R-I-E-A-N-N-E-K-I-R-K-G-A-A-R-D at M-A-C.com. And then you can ask this amazing woman questions about feeling good, about prosperity, and that's how she creates it. And you can also go to her website at feelgoodguide.com. And we're also later going to have Patty Cota Robles on. And you know Patty. She comes on the first Wednesday of the month, and she is the co-founder of New Age Studies of Humanity's Purpose. And if you want to check out her website, you can go to onespirit.com/era of peace. So I actually am holding Eva Gregory's book, and it's a beautiful book. You'll see that when you get to the website. And it's even got a really pretty little marker in it with a little tassel. We were giving you raves. Was your creation of this book and this packaging part of your intention of prosperity, Eva?
Absolutely.
Prosperity. You're kind of, your voice needs to be louder.
Is that better?
Can you do a little louder?
I'm going to switch phones. Hold on.
All right. See, we...
What's that?
Let me hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. That's good. I want to make sure nobody misses any of your message here.
Okay, good.
So yes. Your packaging, that's an important part of prosperity, right?
I absolutely feel it is. I think that everything about any area of your life is about prosperity. What is it that you want? And how do you want to feel about it? And I feel really good about the beautiful work that my graphics person did with my book.
Yeah, her name is Susan Johnson.
Yes.
And her website is partnerforsuccess.com. And I was telling Eva when we were talking earlier that her book made me want to pick it up. Mm-hmm. So I now have the book in your hand, and I want to feel really good.
Mm-hmm.
So what inspired you to actually write this book?
Ooh, there were so many things. In the end, I feel like the book wrote me, or wrote itself. Because once I began working, when you get my book, you'll understand that the principles in the book are called the laws of attraction. And when I began working with the laws of attraction, I was really mesmerized with how I could really drive my life on my terms. And I became passionate about them and about sharing them with others, whether it was my friends, my family, working with the laws in my relationships or with my clients. And I started writing articles about it and submitting my articles and then writing articles for my own newsletter. So when folks started asking me when was I going to publish the book, I realized I probably have 4 to 5 books in me. And I'm writing new material all the time.
Well, it was interesting. So I was thinking, you know, when we talk about the laws of attraction frequently, and, you know, did they come down with Moses on tablets? Are they beamed to the ionosphere by aliens, or how do we know what all these laws of attraction are?
Well, it didn't happen exactly that way. I've been studying metaphysical principles for about 20 years, and when I stumbled onto a particular website, and that's the Abraham Hicks website, that's abraham-hicks.com, and as I always say, run, do not walk to that site. I started reading how they presented these principles, which have been around since the beginning of time, by the way. This is not even anything new.
Well, that's what my kind of point. Like, mm-hmm. How do they get passed on, or how do they get discovered?
These principles have been around. They are the foundational point of just about all religions. So they have been around for quite a while. And if you go back and you study or look at or research the principles behind the religions, you will find them there.
Well, you and I were discussing the Course in Miracles and the Master Key, and these are all translations of the laws of attraction. Am I correct?
Absolutely, they are. Of course, they are.
So it seems as though you say the book wrote itself through you. I guess it's been true. Would you consider the Bible about laws of attraction?
The Bible absolutely is, and I think. Of yelling.
For some reason, your telephone connection got faded.
Something happened to it, yeah.
So, hey, that's what happens on live radio, kiddo.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Spirit wants you to yell.
Let's set the intention that you'll be able to hear me now.
So here you go.
Okay. So where was I?
You were talking about the laws of attraction in the Bible.
Oh, yes. So the laws of attraction are definitely spoken to in the Bible, and if people don't get that or they miss it, it's because of how many ways people have translated it or their perceptions or perspectives of what something means. But they are definitely, the Bible is all about the laws of attraction.
Are you familiar with the Lord's Prayer in Aramaic?
In Aramaic? No.
Aramaic, yes. Rocco Arrico, who is a Jesuit priest, wrote a book about the Lord's Prayer, and he translated it.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Well, the Lord's Prayer does not say what people think it does just because of what you referred to.
Right,
right. It's been translated so many times. When it's taken directly from the Aramaic, do you know what the word pray means?
What?
Go ahead. You have to guess.
Oh.
You have to make it fun. Guess.
Okay, all right. So it's desire?
Close.
Oh.
Close. Oh. Try one more.
A request?
Close. It's to trap. The word pray means to trap that which is yours.
Oh, that's an interesting... Oh, okay.
Okay. The assumption of the Lord's Prayer is that everything that you want is in the universe, and you simply have to go and catch it for yourself.
Oh, laws of attraction at the best.
That's what I thought, too. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
We don't think of that. We think of pray as get down on our knees and please, dear God, give us whatever it is we need. And what the Lord's Prayer is about is, please, dear God, give me guidance as I go and get what I need.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Because really, most of the time people are praying, they're praying from a place of lack.
You got it. And that's what I was thinking of with your feel-good guide to prosperity. If I'm praying out of gathering that which is mine or catching that which is mine, there's a whole different energy to that, and it feels really good.
Mm. It does. And this is what the laws of attraction is all about. It's focusing on what you want, understanding that what you focus on, you get more of. If you don't like what you want, reaching for the thought that feels better. Notice it comes back down to the feeling. Everything is about the feeling. Everything is about energy. So this just brings it down to the feeling, and you can always use your emotions and your feelings as your litmus test. Am I on my path or not?
You know, Patty?
Yes, uh-huh.
Isn't feeling the entry to the fourth dimension, as I recall?
Well, it's certainly the most powerful energy that we have, and 80% of our power is released through our emotional body feeling.
Mm.
So the more feeling we put into it, far more powerful our thoughts and feelings and invocations and everything.
Somebody has something going on in their background. Oh, we're echoing.
Yeah, there's an echo.
Hmm. Is there anything we can do about this? Maybe it's God agreeing with us.
I like that concept.
I like that possibility. So, if feeling is the entry to the fourth dimension, Patty, could you tell our listeners what the fourth dimension is?
Well, we're just on an evolutionary path and up the spiral of evolution, and we're pretty familiar with the third dimension is where we exist. The higher frequencies evolve into the fourth dimension and then even into the higher fifth dimension and on up the spiral. So they're more spiritual, rarefied energies, and it's where we're moving to now.
Hmm. Gets interesting, doesn't it, Eva?
It does, doesn't it?
Now, you started Abraham Hicks back in the late 80s, as I recall.
That's right, late 80s or early 90s. It was somewhere in that time frame.
Could you repeat that website again?
Abraham-Hicks, AbrahamHicks.com.
It's some of the clearest spiritual law I've ever heard in my entire life.
Isn't it? It's the
yes.
That's the way I felt, too. I thought, this is so simple and so clear.
There's something, you know the way you talk, Patty, and I always tell you it's very crystal clear. They
uh-huh.
talk the same way. Do you know them?
I'm not familiar with them, but I'm going to check it out.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. You're going to love this bunch here, I'll tell you. So when you what moved you to write your book, Eva?
I was so passionate about sharing this, sharing what I was finally getting and understanding that I could apply to my day-to-day life, because I know many people who have studied metaphysics and can understand what we're talking about here on an intellectual level, but they haven't quite figured out how to apply it to their day-to-day life. And when I started to experience that for myself, and then I started to experience it with my clients began to experience it, I felt like we need to speak about this. We need to let people know, guess what? You can do this. It's doable by anybody, and it doesn't matter where you come from, no matter what your walk of life, no matter where you've been up to this point, it works for everybody, and there are no exceptions to these laws in the universe.
Oh, interesting.
None.
I just got an email, okay? And the email is from John B.,
mm-hmm.
And he says, I've read and read and read the laws, and I can't seem to get them going. Do you have any advice?
Yes. Check in with your feelings. Take it down to the feeling level. In other words, stay out of your head about it. If I were having a conversation, I would be asking some questions to sort of check in with where, is it John, did you say?
John.
John? Okay, yes, John. So, John, check in with how you're feeling in any given moment. And just noticing, if something doesn't feel good, what would have you feel better? Get to the essence of what you want. If you're focused on something that you're wanting and you're at the detail level, whether it's enough money to pay your bills at the end of the month or the new home that you want or the job or the relationship, it doesn't matter. Go to how you want it to feel. Go to the end result of how it will feel when you have it. So just notice we're just shifting the energy here. That's all we're doing, because the whole key is when you can just simply shift your energy, then the circumstances, the people, the situations, the events will start to unfold in your life. You don't have to figure out the how.
So I'm just speculating here. When we have our thoughts that are harmonious, then there would be an electromagnetic attraction to that, right?
Yes.
Now, I've always had the idea that currency, money, actually had to do with being current or in the present moment. What do you think about that thought?
I like that. Being in the present moment means everything. All of your power is in your now. And what you're creating in your future is created in your now, in any given moment. And so when you're reaching for those thoughts that feel better and you're relieving yourself and giving some relief of your energy, then you're relaxing into more energy coming in, which is the currency. The currency, I like this analogy a lot. And allowing, in fact, any desire that
you I'll license it for you.
Pardon?
I'll license it to you.
Oh, good for you. Yes.
I'm working on getting Eva involved in some projects that I'm in, and I want to prove that we're mutually beneficial. Oh, by the way, one of the questions that I always ask people that have written books on prosperity before I invite them to the show is, are you a millionaire?
Mm.
And she is. So I know that people create a lot of good things for themselves, but I like to actually speak with people that have successfully created what they're writing about.
Yes.
So you got to be a millionaire through the software business, right?
That's right.
Are you going to exercise your muscles and see if you can create millions in, for instance, the consulting field, or are you applying that technology that you used?
Oh, of course. Oh, yes. I apply these principles to everything in my life, everything.
Why don't we take a member of the team?
Okay.
I don't know, Lauren or Lisa or who's I think I heard Lisa hum.
Yeah, I'm here.
Uh-huh. You were talking about structures earlier today.
Mm, yeah.
And for wealth. And how did – the question she asked is – let's see, how did it work?
Oprah.
She asked how Oprah turned into a billionaire.
Mm. So, and it was – what is the question around structures? Are you asking, was there a structure for her?
So we've got Lisa who knows how to make money, okay? But
right.
She's not a millionaire or a billionaire yet. Perhaps you could work with her a little bit.
Okay. So, yes, let's do that. So I actually mentioned Oprah in my book because she is someone who utilizes the laws of attraction in her life and did make herself into a billionaire without having that as her background. So this is why I like to emphasize it doesn't matter where you come from. You can be whatever you want to be. Have I got to Oprah status yet? Not even close, but I understand how she did, and that's my game too. So for you, Lisa, what would you say is your dominating belief about being a millionaire or billionaire?
My dominating belief?
Yeah, what's your dominant thought?
That I don't have enough, I don't have the details of a model or an opportunity that would get me there. I have an opportunity to get me to millionaire status, but not billionaire status.
Okay, great.
So I'm not tapped into that network. I'm not networked right now to the extent that I would need to be.
So your thought is that you don't have the right connections to be a billionaire.
Right.
Okay, so and that's the structure, I guess, that was coming out, that you're looking for that structure. So for you, you don't have, and I talked to Val earlier about this, where we were talking about the how. So your question, it feels like to me, is, so how do I get to billionaire status? And I say this to my clients all the time, how is a four-letter word. It's not up to you to figure out the how. It's up to you to get into the feeling place of what it will be like. Go to the essence of it and feel it and allow the circumstances, the people, the situations, the structures, the things that you will need to know to begin to show up, the networking. You will get into a place where you're going to be inspired into action.
Well, that's why I asked the question. I said, what stage did she set for herself?
I got an idea for you. I think we had been talking about Laurel Langmire.
Uh-huh.
Laurel Langmire pays a billionaire to talk to him for 20 minutes a month so that she can get into the space of billions.
Right.
So she knows what... how
Laurel
he feels.
Highly, yes, I love Laurel.
Okay, and we were talking about Laurel this morning, how impressed we are with her.
Right.
So I would suggest that you get yourself hooked up to a billionaire, however you do, even if I think she pays $1,000 for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think
but
so.
There are some of them that would give it away under the right circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, locate yourself a billionaire and listen. They feel a certain way about things.
I have one coming on our show.
Do you really?
I do.
Who's that?
I can't think of the guy's name, but I know Angelica Wagner has set it up so that she calls him Billionaire Bob, I think is what she
calls. Billionaire Bob? I love
that's
it.
A great name.
There you go, okay. Eva. We'll get Billionaire Bob on.
Okay, I'm so glad. I'm on the mailing list. I want to hear about when he comes on.
Oh, absolutely. We'll arrange for Billionaire Bob. Okay, Lauren, rock out.
So the other thing I just want to say also, and that I speak to this in my book, is that you create a mastermind or a dream team. And this is what you're talking about, Valerie, is the dream team does include these kinds of people, like the billionaires. I didn't even know Laurel was doing that.
Yes, isn't
very impressive. I'm so impressed.
You ought to see what she's been doing since she's been doing that.
Oh,
she's
wow.
I thought her motors were revved before.
She's always been revved.
Yeah, well, she's revved like you have never seen.
Oh,
Laura Langmire is one of the most amazing human beings that I've ever met.
Mm.
And actually, this is a perfect time. I actually have her telephone number right here. You can call Laurel at 888-262-2402, or you can log in to liveoutloud.com. And that's just exactly the way it sounds. Liveoutloud.com. Call her at 888-262-2402. She says, what would Tiger Woods, Lance Armstrong, and Donald Trump all have in common? And to address what you were just saying, Eva,
mm-hmm.
a strong support team guiding them towards success.
Yes.
Live Out Loud will help you develop your support team. Call to schedule your free action session right now. That's 888-262-2402. So there you go. We love the people. We're giving out names, addresses, and telephone numbers because these are real people, and they will make a real difference in their life. And if you take a look, if you just even go to Eve Gregory's website and take a look at her book, and once again, that's feelgoodguide.com, you will see the quality of what she's up to. And that, you know, there's nothing clearer than that. When you see this book, you want to pick it up, and that's the way it is. We have a couple minutes here. I thought maybe you could tell people what you're up to, and I know your book is on Amazon.com.
Yes, the book is out in Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, on my website that you just gave out, obviously. And the focus for me now is really in the speaking. I'm doing lots of speaking and seminars and expos and radio interviews like this one today, as well as continuing on with my clients. And I have lots of classes and teleclasses. And I just want to say that for those of you who want to have an experience of working with the book or the principles, I do some free one-hour teleclasses, and you can go to my website to get information about that as well.
And she's got quotes from all the right people, including Abraham quotes. You are powerful, powerful creators here with tremendous intent, but the intent cannot be measured by physical terms. That gets so confusing as you try to decide the path you are meant to follow. You become overwhelmed with the possibilities. And so we are wanting to remind you, you did not come forth with one path. You are too broad for that. And that's by Jerry and Esther Hicks, who do the Abraham tapes. So I really want to thank you. If you want to stick around for a few moments and see what Patty is up to, we'd love to have
love
you.
But
feel free to drop off whenever you need to do that. And it's just extraordinary. I mean, I love talking to you today. It's been wonderful. Are we ready for her? It's Patty Cota Robles. She's the co-founder of New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose. Her website is onespirit.com/era of peace. And you have that same kind of clarity that the Abraham Hicks tapes have.
Well, thank you very much. This is really a special time. And, you know, Ava's presentation was wonderful. And it's time for people that are beginning to awaken to really reach our financial prosperity. That's one of the things that the beings of light in the higher realms of truth are consistently saying. The greatest need of the hour is for people with a higher level of consciousness to maintain their financial freedom. And the problem is that we all have these etheric records when where we've been told money is the root of all evil, or, you know, a rich man can't get into heaven any more easily than a camel can pass through the eye of a needle, and all of these misinterpretations that have made us somehow think that poverty is a virtue. But what is coming forth from the higher realms of truth to really inspire us at this time is the knowing that all of the viable solutions to the maladies existing on Earth, whether we're talking about alternative fuel methods or methods of healing the diseases, designer diseases that we're creating or whatever, is available in the causal body of God. But what happens is people reach up with a higher consciousness and tap into this information, and then they don't have the financial support to bring it into physical manifestation. So what happens is the oil companies pay millions of dollars for those patents, file it in File 13, so it's never developed, so it won't interfere with oil production and that kind of thing. So it really is important for awakening people to also transmute all the etheric records of poverty consciousness and learn that the limitless flow of God's abundance is our divine birthright. And that's really coming from all levels. It's wonderful. Ava's work is wonderful. And the thing that's happening now, if one person isn't saying it in a way you can relate to, there's thousands of others out there saying prosperity, prosperity, prosperity. And John called in and asked about the, you know, timing on this and why
right.
it doesn't seem to work. I just want to stress that we're really working with the laws of physics. And when you reach the critical mass, which is 51% of all of your energy, vibration, and consciousness, when 51% of your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are vibrating with prosperity consciousness, it creates the shift and prosperity will manifest in your life. And we never know how close we are to that. So don't give up. Work daily and hourly. But we can't do invocations and affirmations and focus our intent for 20 minutes a day in our meditation and then get up from our meditation and say, well, I can't afford it and I don't have enough money and move back into poverty consciousness.
Oh, yeah, because if you're like uncreating it rather than
absolutely
creating it.
We just blow our visualizations out of the water. So we need to say, it's what I'm thinking and feeling and attracting into my life now, charged with prosperity consciousness. And how about now? And how about now throughout the day so that daily and hourly we are focused on magnetizing our abundance and financial freedom into our life. And the doors will open. We also have the ability to ask the company of heaven to assist us. These legions of light that are like our sisters and brothers, that they're like college professors compared to us being kindergarten students, are standing in waiting for invitations to assist us. And because of our free will, they can't interfere. But if we ask, the floodgates of heaven open to assist us. So ask all the beings of light to assist you in manifesting prosperity, and all of your efforts will be amplified a thousandfold.
Well, there seem to be spiritual pulses or currents or something like that, because some days I will take out and I will go to do this like enormous list of things, and they all occur in half the time that you think they would take. You end up between 20 things in a day when you thought you would do 10. And I felt just as spiritual yesterday morning when I started out, and it turned out to be one of the most challenging, drawn-out, long days of my life. Are these the pulses of the planet? It took me 2.5 hours with the phone company to get straightened out, and I went downtown, and it was time-consuming down there, and then when I came to come home, there had been a mudslide again, and it was 2.5 hours getting home.
Well, we are really going through a collapsing of time, moving into the timeless, spaceless, higher frequencies of the fourth and fifth dimension. So it's a very odd, peculiar experience that we haven't really been through before. So what we need to say is, I have all the time and space I need to accomplish whatever I need to accomplish. Because as we've just been talking about, like attracts like, this affects all of our lives. So as soon as we get into that time crunch consciousness, we manifest it. Another thing is that our lower human ego, this fragmented, fear-based, poverty-committed consciousness of ours that was developed after we lost the awareness of our God self, is terrified that if it isn't controlling and manipulating us, it's not going to exist. So what we need to do is ask our God self to love this aspect of our personality, our human ego, into the light. And we need to say, ego, be still. You have no power. My God self is in control, and I have the ability and all the time and space I need to accomplish whatever I need to accomplish. So we need to stop playing the game of panic and anxiety and time crunches and all of those things, and just move into that timeless, spaceless moment of now. That's when those things happen, when you say you get 20 things done and you thought you were going to get 10. If you pay attention, you've been functioning in this eternal moment of now.
What a perfect place to send you to, onespirit.com/arrowofpeace. You can see a picture of Patty. You can see what she's up to. And she's up to some really great things. And she'll be back on the show next week or next month. And Patty, just thanks for what you stand for and what you hold here on Waking Up America.
Well, you're certainly welcome. It's my pleasure, and I'm delighted to be on your show.
Oh, I so appreciate it. And next up, we have Ms. Alisa Molson of Family Matters, our billionaire-to-be, our mother of six. So what do you have for us today, Lise?
Well, it's been great to listen to these
young ladies talk about laws of attraction and all the other stuff that Patricia just shared with us. I have been on a 4-year quest to find out, and actually since I started with Waking Up in America, to find out how to have a happy, fulfilling marriage and raise my children to be happy and productive people, having come from a broken marriage myself. And basically I was left to my own devices of trial and error. So fantasies of what a relationship should look like based on what I read or saw on TV, but really no real fundamental guide for the reason and purpose of marriage and family and our soul and our role as parents. So throughout my life, I wandered here and there and came across various people who had the best relationships that I had seen. But when I tried to apply what I thought what I was seeing to my own marriage, it didn't work, and I got frustrated, and I threw my hands up. So then, you know, I was off finding something else that might be there, some miracle cure, all in making my husband act like Prince Charming, you know, something like that. But he always forgot his script. You know, he was supposed to act like Prince Charming, but he wasn't. I couldn't figure it out. So raising kids has been not an easy task either, and as they got in their teens, they got the wrong script too. So, Gene, if only we could get away with putting clothes on them, feeding them, and a house and a roof over their head, it would be a lot simpler. But as I found in life, you know, our job is so much more than that. Our job, I learned, was to love them and to teach them. You know, and I've read books from the top authors of relationship coaches with so many different approaches to these two subjects that I would wonder which one did I apply first. So then I learned that building a marriage and family were like constructing a building. I would have at its foundation the most solid material I could find. And the material that I found in these last 4 years was unconditional love, or in other words, real love. And with real love, nothing else matters. Like when you really, really have real love, it doesn't matter. You don't need anything else. Okay? You don't need all of the other crutches in life that you look for or that people have depended on to fill themselves up. And, you know, take your pick of, you know, drug of choice or food of choice or whatever it is that you do to fill yourself up. But without it, nothing else is enough because you cannot fill the gap. And you in your life, and people try to fill it with relationships, people try to fill it with kids, and it doesn't work. So the tough part about this real love work that I want to share with you is that you don't get to work on your kids or your partner and kindly point out all of their deficiencies and the things that they need to fix. You can be happy.
That's what you did the first 4 years, right?
Right. I've been doing that the first 4 years. You know, and so you have to get by yourself in the way you have, you know, in the way you've been programmed to be for all these years to get here where you are. And then they feel your real love from when your spouse and your children feel your real love for them, all the things you've been wanting to appear actually arrive. That's the miracle of real love. It's like, you know, I've been trying to get him to do this for, you know, all these years. And I've been forcing, trying to get those things done.
You got 30 seconds.
And so the miracle is once you start applying this, and where I'm going to be going over this, and as I start to learn this whole program, I'm going to be sharing it with you because it is profound. So be sure to listen in on Family Matters. And this message has been brought to you by Sawgrass Boston, a high-fashion native Western casino-ware boutique located in the heart of Seminole Hard Rock Territory in Hollywood, Florida, in the Paradise Shops. Check them out at www.sawgrassblossom.com.
And if you want to send Lisa an email or call her or do any of that, you can call her at toll-free 866-RADIO-99. That is toll-free, 866-RADIO-99. You can go to HeavenIncorporated, allspelledout.com. You can see our beautiful Lisa, and you can also email her from there. And while you're at it, we'd really appreciate it if you would sign up on our contact list, and we'll send you a little bio on the guest that's going to be on this week. And there are a bunch of you who got Eva Gregory and got all excited. So that's a good way to keep in touch with what's happening, and then you can let your friends know ahead of time. Also, Sandy Athey, is our medical intuitive, is out on assignment. She's actually part of a murder investigation that's going on in Baltimore, and her life is hopping. It'll be very interesting to see what happens. So Sandy sends her love and lets you know that she'll be back as soon as possible. We have Cherie Ross, the master of the oils. She is a person that knows the Young Living essential oils like the back of her hand, or both hands probably, and the range that these oils cover and the products that Young Living produces are things that each of us on the team have incorporated into our family. So take it away, Cherie. The next 4.5 minutes are yours. Cherie Ross.
Can you hear me okay?
No, we couldn't.
I'm sorry. I'm having phone challenges yet once again. Okay, how's this?
That's much better.
Excellent. All righty. Well, in keeping with the abundance and the connection, and John, let me tell you, whoever you are great, whoever sent that email, because that is the million-dollar question that everybody asks. How do you, I've done it, but how do I make this work? Well, the challenge is this, it is all about the law of attraction, has to do with frequency, which both our wonderful guests early on talked about. And Patty Kotorobolis, she said, you know, the frequency and the levels. To operate at a level of ongoing abundance and prosperity, you need to operate and live at a frequency. How do you stay at that frequency? Well, let me tell you some of the things that pull your frequency down, okay? Things like cell phones, computers, big screen TVs, microwave ovens, and yes, unfortunately, coffee also pulls your frequency down. And that lowers your ability to maintain a high enough frequency in order to attract wealth and abundance. Now, the other, so you say, well, what about Starbucks and Caribou? You know, they sell coffee. Yes, they do, but they have a lot of other things going on for them as well. Now, so let's also talk about the one thing, though, that really affects our frequency, and that is negativity. Negative thoughts, self-depreciating thoughts, negative thoughts within oneself, negative beliefs, or questioning thoughts or beliefs. So how do you keep your frequency up? Well, obviously, keeping your thoughts and paying attention to your thoughts and your beliefs is one important thing. But let's also talk about what oils assist in helping keep frequency up. Because there are certain oils that over time literally have been proven to attract wealth and abundance. What are those oils? Those oils are cinnamon. Those oils are frankincense. Those oils are patchouli. Those oils are orange and spruce and ginger and clove and myrrh. So again, frankincense, cinnamon, spruce, patchouli, orange, clove, ginger, and myrrh. And all of those, according to different cultures, have attracted and put around you the frequency of wealth and abundance. Now, if you'd like to play around with an oil called abundance, you can do that because we have a blend of all the abundance frequency oils coming in into one bottle, and it is called abundance. And so that is an oil that is very fun to play with, and I'll share a very quick story with you, and then my remaining minute I'd like to talk to you about Clarity Oil. I used to own previously 4 salons and spas, and I did for 26 years, and they were quite successful. But when I first got a hold of this abundance oil, I thought, let's play with it. So literally I diffused in one spa abundance oil, and I diffused it for a period of about 6 weeks. After that, I had to quit all advertising. I completely turned off all advertising. We had so much business that we couldn't handle it. And it was absolutely driving us crazy because we had too much business, if you can believe that. And I tried that in a number of other businesses, and they've experienced similar results. So that is abundance oil. Now, how do you work with your own mind? Because it has to do with intention. And a wonderful doctor, Dr. Terry Franks, who's one of the top holistic doctors in the world, said, these oils have the ability to magnify intention more powerfully than anyone or anything I have ever seen. And so Clarity Oil is very necessary. Clarity Oil is an absolutely powerful oil because what is the fragrance influence? Mental alertness. And the 12 oils that are in this blend are formulated to literally create a clear mind, mental alertness, and enhance our ability to maintain focus. It also keeps us alert and awake while we're driving or performing very difficult, mundane, or tedious tasks that we know need to get done but really would rather not be doing them. And it also assists us if there is a trauma to keep us clear-headed or if we're going through a particularly difficult time in our life, and it helps us to keep level and clear-headed. And so that is clarity oil. Now, what oils are in it? Basil, cardamom, rosemary, bergamot, jasmine, lemon, geranium, palmarosa, chamomile, rosewood, and ylang ylang. And one quick thing about cardamom.
You have 30 seconds.
Cardamom has been studied in getting the brain shifted from Alzheimer's and other memory dementia issues. So if you'd like to learn more about these wonderful essential oils, and I'll be happy to share the research with you, give us a call at toll-free 866-RADIO-99 or heavenincorporated, all spelled out, .com.
Oh, that's perfect. That is so perfect. I like that clarity. I think I'll pour some over my head. You want some too, Lauren?
I've got my abundance out right now.
Get your abundance out. This is Lauren Miner, Mr. Money Games, and we really appreciate the work that Cherie does. And we use her products all the time, and that's because they work. So, Mr. Money Games, what do you have for us today in the next 4.5 minutes are yours?
Well, I want to follow up on some things that were said here earlier. There is a guest that we had on our show that was in Buffalo this past week. His name is Bijan, and he has a book out called Effortless Prosperity. And there are 30 lessons for a 30-day month, and you follow them. And the interesting thing is a lot of what we've been talking about listening and about speaking and keeping your word are right in there. It's a great little book, and you can go to effortlessprosperity.com. My mom read a little bit of mine, and she ordered 3 books for herself, so she was really impressed. And she had to call me when she got the books and give me a miracle that she'd already gotten. So that's one thing. That's a $15 book, folks. Another thing, for $15 or thereabouts, you can get Gorilla Wealth at Laurel Langmire. And Laurel was offering a special. You might check in and see if that's still being offered. She had special tickets worth about $1,900 that were available to people who just ordered her book. So those are 2 great book offers that have, you know, something for you there that would really build upon what we've been talking about today. And I wanted to mention a third book, and it's by Sandy Bodkin, who is somebody that was introduced by Laurel Langmire. Sandy has out a book called Lower Your Taxes-Big Time, and it has all the IRS audit trigger things in it. So that's something I'll be talking about more in detail next week, but that's something that you can check out. Speaking about taxes, I promised you about free tax information. Well, it turns out that the government has done a special deal with these tax-preparing places, and if you go to www.irs.gov, you will find that you can get some free services if you are in the right age or income bracket, and they're being offered by people like TurboTax and so forth like that. And I hope you're writing this down, because once you go to that www.irs.gov, you click on the IRS e-file logo. And under the heading called e-file for individual taxpayers, click on the free file. Again, the free file. And you review the optional instructions called Before Getting Started, step-by-step instructions, help center, and frequently asked questions. And then you click on the Start Now section to reach a page where you can select from the 19 tax preparation options. This is not, though, for people who have really complicated returns, but they are offering free information from people like TurboTax and the other tax preparers, the special deal that the IRS worked out with them. So that's a great service if you qualify or you know somebody that does. And one more quick thing, credit cards. I caught a special on credit cards. Folks, if you're late on any credit card, your home payment, your auto payment, it shows up on your credit report. It can trigger up to $39 late fee on your credit card if you're ever late with any credit card, and up to 30% on the other credit cards as your interest rate. And it's in the fine print that you probably haven't read, because I know I haven't read it. So any of those that you're late on, your home, your auto, some other credit card, can trigger higher interest rates on the credit cards that you've got. And some of those are really astronomical fees, you know, 30%. Who wouldn't like to make 30% on their money? And with that, folks, may the best be with us. Listen, next week I'll have something for you on IRS audit triggers and maybe something that'll make us happy like a good movie review. Okay, take it away, and may the buck be with us.
Thank you, Lauren. And one of the things that Lauren failed to mention is that his show in Buffalo, New York, is actually available on the Internet. So they would go to totallygospel.net, right?
Yes.
To pick you up, and your show's at what time?
It's at 9:30. I'm right between our show there and George's show, which follows.
Fantastic. So there you go. Waking Up in America is picked up Tuesdays on WMNY, but it's available worldwide, and we love it.
It's 9 o'clock. George is at 9:30.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. We'll get it all straightened out. That's the beauty of us. We do work everything out. And we actually have been working out getting Moreno Green on the show. Are you there?
I am.
But you did get in. Okay, good. We have little iChats going on, and we're going, where's Maureen? We're going to get in, bud. So she's here, and we're delighted that she's here. The diva is here.
Thank you very much, Dr. Val. Well, one of the things that will raise your vibration and your frequency faster than anything else is beauty. Do you surround yourself with beauty? Do you go out of your way to find beauty? Edgar Allan Poe once said, beauty of whatever kind invariably excites the human soul to tears. The most important thing and the most important question to ask, though, is where do you find beauty in yourself? The thing about beauty is that you have to see it first. When you hold yourself as a beautiful woman, you are a beautiful woman. I know it seems all too simple, and it really is. Our confidence comes from what we feed our mind. If we can find one aspect of our physicality, an unstoppable phenomenon begins. Our beauty grows. One day you wake up and look in the mirror and you see a truly beautiful woman. When that happens, so will the world. It has nothing to do with your weight or your size. It has all to do with your attitude. When we love ourselves first, everyone notices. So it's time for us to be noticed. Pick one aspect of yourself that you just love and focus on enhancing that aspect. When I hated my body, I loved my hands. So I started to care for them, and I did love them. I put cream on them every morning and every night. I took care of my nails and my cuticles. I treated myself like I was important, and my hands were an extension of me. Whenever I would feel down, I'd just look at my hands, and it worked. When I started to use nail polish, I began to feel glamorous. All you need is one superstar feature that will help you feel fabulous, because you already are. So today, pick one area about yourself that you love, and decide how are you going to enhance that beautiful feature. Before you know it, people will be complimenting your beautiful whatever. And here's our beauty tip from Mr. Joel of Hollywood for dishpan hands. And this happens in the winter because it's so cold. If your hands are dry, slather on hand cream, put on rubber gloves, and do the dishes the old-fashioned way. The hot water helps the hand cream penetrate your skin, and it makes your hands feel much softer. And these tips are from Take 5, The Diva's Guide to Pampering, 30 Days to a New You. And you can get information on us either at wakingupinamerica.com or at distinctivelydiva.com. And if you have a question, please send it or call 866. Radio 99, and we will get back to you right away.
Oh, thanks a lot, Maureen.
Thank you, Dr. Bell.
You're so welcome. When she was talking about beauty, about seeing the world through beauty, I think it's Amsterdam, but I'm not sure. One of the European cities took its raunchiest section of town and started playing classical music in it, and I wish I had paid more attention to where this town actually is, but the crime rate dropped 35%. Nobody went in and educated anybody about anything. They just started playing classical music and opera in the streets. 35% drop in crime rate. I guess that means that the savage beast does get soothed. And our we have next online, we have choices matter, don't they, George? Are you there, George? Mr. Rucheski? Did you choose not to be here, George? Well, let's talk a little bit about what George will be talking about. It's possible that he got delayed. Who wants to join me in the Choices Matter conversation for George Rucheski?
Want
to join me? So can you think of a choice that you made in the last week that you know gave you a better future?
Oh, yeah. I started doing some exercises that I haven't been doing, and I'm starting to feel better in my body.
Wow, that's huge. Have you made any choices with regards to other people that you like what happened there?
Yes. I have been doing more to improve my relationship with my wife, and I've been seeing her beauty and kind of like the woman that I fell in love with.
Oh, that's getting good.
Yes, it is.
I like that. Well, let me tell you, Lauren, I was telling Maureen about it this morning. There are times when I don't feel good, and I know that I'm a major jerk waiting for an accident to happen in the world.
Yes.
You know, maybe my joints hurt, or I know my attitude is bad,
mm-hmm.
something of that nature. But I know it. Like, I observe that I am acting this way. I know that I'm cranky. I know that my temper is shorter and that I have less patience.
Right.
I used to just choose to put a brown paper bag over my head and breathe lightly, hoping to get through it. One of the choices that I made was, I used to think that there was something wrong with me that happened.
Yes.
And I wouldn't want to tell anybody that I was really majorly a jerk. So yesterday I was at the telephone company, and Lehui was there. She was helping me out. And this was not a simple thing. It had been going on for months. I was very confused. And I walked in, and she said, "How are you?" And I said, "Actually, I'm miserable, rotten, and upset, but I'm willing to get over it." And I sat down, and we started working on the problem. And I just, everything I was doing, I hated. And I said, I'm having the hardest time with this. And she goes, "I know, I'm having a really hard time with it too." And I found out that I could be miserable if I chose to do it in a way that wasn't damaging others. That it was actually a kind of truth. And as we both told the truth about how hard it was to go through this task, it took us 2.5 hours, by the way. I was lying with my head on the counter. She had slumped over to one side and said that she couldn't go on, and they had sent in somebody to assist us because it was a long journey. And we all started laughing, and our energy and our mood changed. And I said, "Do you think it's really handled and it's really over now?" And everybody shook their head and said, "Yes." And we all felt like we had – it would have been so easy to get nasty or to have walked out or just said, "I can't do it," or "It's too hard," or something of that nature,
mm-hmm.
or to make everybody wrong, and we just didn't do it. But I never – 20 years ago, I didn't know I could do that feeling the way I felt. It was like a choice moment by moment by moment. Do you know what I'm talking about, Lauren?
Yeah, I think what you're pointing to is you knew your ego was kind of running the show, and you weren't present always to love. And I think that's the real thing. One of the things that I have done my best to do is, you know, dealing with fear, because I'm, you know, involved with not millions yet, but hundreds of thousands of dollars in the market. And there are times when fear can show up. And one of the tricks is sometimes focusing on a person or something you love, whether that's your dog, your cat, your spouse, you know, somebody that's just pure love for you. And I was definitely experiencing love today when Eva and Patty were on the show.
Wasn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was interesting because I would have to say that Lehui and I were actually pretty loving with each other, but we didn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And both of us had headaches. And that's where you can get nasty when you're in that mood.
Oh, yeah.
We just didn't feel good. We weren't nasty.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that not feeling good was linked to nasty, and that was the only possible result.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I'm not claiming to be perfect or God-driven or I think I probably am God-driven, but I don't go around and talk about that a whole lot. One of the things that Eva and I were talking about before the show, Lauren,
yes.
was did we receive guidance? Did we listen?
Mm.
Okay? And then we were discussing whether that was God or our higher selves. And then we were discussing that probably we were all gods. So we were listening. We are a face of God. And the analogy that we were using when we were talking was actually the analogy of the mirrored dance ball in the ballrooms. Like each one of us was a segment or a reflection of a different point of view. There's a really interesting exercise that Terry Cole Whitaker did in her seminars.
Good.
And also there was one in Insight. They had you would be seated in three areas, and somebody would walk down one aisle with a cube that had different colors on each side.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody would walk down the other aisle with a cube that had different colors on each side, and then they would ask you what colors you saw. Well, everybody saw different colors, and it was the same cube.
Yes.
So when you realize that, a lot of times you'll think that somebody's like not telling you the truth or on the same page, they're not on the same page you are, or how could they be so stupid or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at another part of the cube. And if we make each other right and listen like the other person has something to contribute to us, we make that choice. Like, I could make a choice like, I can't stand the phone company, right? And then I could listen out of I can't stand the phone company. Or I could listen from the point of view of, together maybe we can work this out. They're both choices.
Hi, Val. This is George.
Hey, George.
Talking about choices matter.
George, guess what? We were doing your segment.
Well, I actually made a choice today. I am in Dallas, Texas, visiting with some folks who are exploring Radio Xavier.
You have 20 seconds for this, by the way, because we're out of time.
Which is a Catholic radio station that will be on the air starting in May.
All right.
And I started this journey back in 1995 when I made a choice to respond to my son, who said, Dad, Katie and I are going through our confirmation, making our adult decision to be members of the church. Why haven't you joined the church? And for 19 years, I had been an approximate Catholic, attending every Sunday but not fully participating. And I realized that John, my son, was talking to me, but it was really God talking to
me.
We're
actually out of time, George.
Get your act together and make a choice. And I did, and today I'm involved in radio in three different ways.
Congratulations. This program has been produced by our radio partners, www.coningcompany.com, Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam, our associate producer, Lauren Miner, our CTO, Pete Laubach. God bless Maureen O'Crean as our webmaster, and bless you too, Bent Migan, for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. Thanks also to George, who's really out there in the world getting stuff done, to all the folks at Voice America, to Eric, Denise, Nathan, and thank you to Lauren Miner for the support that he gives us. And our show will be on again next week and the week after that. And the week after that, check our websites and for the stations in your area where you can hear our show. And next week, invite a friend to listen.
This is for you. This is for you and me.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on VoiceAmerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.